Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings, and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle. My Life Devotional Series, a storytelling of my experiences with God, His Word, and His Servant. We have all heard of the many warnings that come when an eclipse is predicted in the sky. They say, don't look at it, don't look directly into it. But why? Why do they tell us that? Because if we look directly and stare into it, it can cause blindness. But it isn't blindness to not be able to see. The blindness that comes by staring into the darkness of the eclipse is that it burns out the part of the retina that transmits what you see to the brain. Think about that. When we see things, they are transmitted by that small part of our body called the retina to our brain so that our brain can process what we're seeing. We still see. But what happens is it can blind that transmission to our brain. Now, I don't know about you, but that's pretty scary. I've never really been drawn to watch the eclipse. Watching light covered with darkness was never something that drew me. But what it does show me is that in our life, the same thing can happen to us emotionally. We can have something, a crisis, a loss, a trauma, cover the light that is in us, not cover Jesus in us, but the light of our life and the light coming to our life. It can appear to cover it to where we feel like we're in darkness. I remember a time when Dr. Akins talked about Daniel in the lion's den, and she has a really amazing picture, and it shows Daniel standing with his back to the lions, with his hands behind his back, just crossed peacefully, and he's looking out of what appears to be a window of light. But the reality is that when they put Daniel in the den with the lions, they covered that opening to where it was darkness. But in this picture, you could see that Daniel looked beyond the darkness that they had rolled over him into what he knew was the light of the God that he served. And it showed him with his back because he wasn't looking at what the enemy meant to destroy him. He was looking at the God he saw on the other side of the darkness that had been put over him. And when she did that teaching and showed that picture, it really, really ministered to me. But it wasn't until months later when darkness began to cover my line of sight. It was an early morning before I went to work. My husband had been sick for many years. And I got a phone call that he passed. And I wasn't surprised. I knew it was coming. But it still was a very difficult moment. And then I thought about the fact that I had to share this news with our 15-year-old daughter. And then the darkness began to creep in. How am I going to do that? How am I going to tell her that her daddy is dead? Just as I was pulling together what I was going to say, the phone rang again. And it was Dr. Akins saying that she was coming home that day. Now, she had just had knee replacement surgery, and she was supposed to go in to therapy for 2 weeks before coming home. Well, the plans changed. And they were bringing her home that day. I immediately moved away from all that I was feeling, because I was then taking on the, I have to do this and I have to do that. I had to talk to my daughter. I had to tell her. I had to get the house ready for Dr. Akins to come home. But the darkness still began to creep in over my heart. And over the next few days of consoling my daughter, dealing with the situation with my husband, having Dr. Akins return home, not being able to really function well, I covered up myself, that darkness that I was feeling and the hopelessness that I was feeling. And I moved into, I got to do what I got to do. But just like in a natural eclipse, there is a red burning rim that is always seen around the darkness during the eclipse, because although you can hide the light with the darkness of the sun and the moon, you can't hide the heat. And what the Lord was doing was in me, even though there was a darkness covering my heart, I couldn't feel anything those days. I didn't cry. I wasn't upset. I just went through the days, and I know some of you have been there where there is something so huge going on in your life, but you move into the responsibility mode. I've got to take care of this. I've got to do that. And the emotions that are going on in you are burning. The heat is there, but you can't find the light. And I can't even tell you how many days passed until one day I was in the room where Dr. Akins was, and I was positioning her leg on this apparatus that made her leg go up and down and bend her knee consistently, constantly, so that it wouldn't get stiff and to keep blood flowing. And it was painful. Every time that knee moved, there was pain, but it wouldn't stop. It just, for 2-3 hours at a time, she had to be on this machine. And she didn't whine. She didn't complain. She didn't say she was in pain. I would put her leg up in there and we would start it. And I would look at her this day and she would just turn her head to the side and just sit there. And I said to her, what are you looking at? It was so intense when she looked away that I was like, she's seeing something I'm not seeing. She said, I'm doing what Daniel did. I'm looking on the other side of the darkness of my pain to my Lord that I know is there. I'm looking away from unto him. I sat back in the chair that very moment. She never looked at me when she was talking. She was still looking away. And I watched her. I remember the teaching about Daniel. And I'm looking at her knee moving. And I said to the Lord, I choose this day to look away from the pain that I'm feeling, the loss that I'm feeling, the hopelessness that I'm feeling on how is my daughter going to deal without a daddy. And I'm going to look unto you. I'm going to look unto you, Jesus. And I sat in that chair, and I can't tell you how much time went by. I just sat there and looked away, and I found him. He was waiting for me to do that. And as I did that, I began to feel the light. And the heat of that burn in me dissipated. Because see, when you look at the light, it doesn't burn you. And he is the light. Whatever you're going through today, whatever that darkness that's trying to do an eclipse over your emotion and your heart, whatever pain you are suffering, I want you to stop and look away from and unto Jesus. I encourage you this day that it says in Hebrews 12:2 that He is the answer to all that we need for us. If we look away unto the author and the finisher of our faith. That's what she taught me that moment. The combination of the teaching and the life revelation of her practicing what she taught in her own life changed my life forever. When joy returns after you see the light, you'll know the truth of this. And on that, I encourage you to reach out to somebody else and share. They don't have to stay in darkness. Help them look away unto Jesus. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becomes you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.